My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. No Mark Willard here today on 95.7 The Game. He'll be back on Monday. It's Dan Dibley and Mark Randy with you here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game, celebrating tomorrow's induction of Patrick Willis into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Of course, it is much deserved. And joining us now on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And that is none other than one of Patrick Willis's teammates during those Jim Harbaugh days. It is the great Alden Smith who joins us now. Alden, appreciate you taking out some time to talk about Patrick Willis. Hope you're doing well. Thanks so much. How you doing, Alden?
Hey, I'm doing good, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. Great to hear from you. I know the Niner fan base absolutely loves you, and they're going to be happy to hear from you. We want to talk about Patrick Willis and who he was. Obviously, you being in that locker room for years, I'm sure you got some stories about the great Patrick Willis. First of all, no shock to you that he's finally getting the call, deserving of being enshrined in Canton. When was it obvious to you when you walked in that building? How long did it take for you to realize that Patrick Willis was destined to be a Hall of Famer?
I have been watching Pat since I was in college, and he was on every big hit, highlight film that I used to watch before games and, to get myself up. So I didn't really need to see too much for me to know who he was and what he was about. So it's no surprise to me that he's going to be putting on that jacket.
What were those defenses like with you and the Cowboy up front and then Navarro, and you had Patrick Willis in the back end and a great secondary as well? Did you guys take the field with that feeling of supreme confidence that the offense had almost no chance against you?
We definitely had a crew of guys that were like-minded, and we knew we had jobs to do out there. And, Pat being the guy who was making sure that we were in the right spots we were supposed to be in, and would get on you if, you jumped a gap and maybe he ran into you on a blitz or something. it was really amazing being a part of that. And I remember Justin Smith actually saying, maybe it was my second year in the league, and just letting me know how fortunate, we were to be in this situation, and how it doesn't happen that often where you get this many guys that are, enjoy the game and they play together and can make it happen on Sundays.
Alden Smith, former 49er, had a great few years with the San Francisco 49ers during the Jim Harbaugh era, and one of the teammates of Patrick Willis joins us here on the River Islands guest line on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Alden, obviously Patrick Willis, Hall of Famer, Navarro Bowman, as Dibs was talking about. When you have a linebacking core like that, that you know that are maybe going to be able to make up for some mistakes if you guys up front ever make them, how nice is it to have that and know you have those guys to rely on? Is for someone like you in your position as a pass rusher, as an edge rusher, what is it like and how freeing is it, or how much easier do they make your job as a pass rusher?
I don't think I knew how important, I guess, not just saying it, like they were, but everybody was until I kind of jumped around and moved teams more. And you kind of realize what you had and then you appreciate those guys a little bit more than maybe you had. But they did a great job at, like I say, everybody did their job at a high level and they did it consistently. So him, Navarro, Navarro, he really showed the people a lot, and I was excited to be able to play next to him as well.
Let's go back to that second year, and we heard some Lil Wayne coming in, and it flashed me back to being in New Orleans and seeing him at one of the Super Bowl parties performing, and you guys make it all the way to the Super Bowl, 19 and a half sacks that season. What was that whole year like as a defense, as a team, with Kaepernick taking over and you guys going all the way to the Super Bowl?
We were in sync. And once again, I was new to all of it. And so I didn't know anything different. And so it was something that's special to be a part of. And, you know, we didn't get the outcome we wanted down in NOLA, but to have that experience as well was pretty amazing.
Alden, we obviously, us as fans and in the media, we see those highlight reels that you were talking about, like the big hit mm-hmm. compilations, and Patrick Willis is all over those. We know how ferocious he was on the football field, how good of a middle linebacker he was, how fast he was, and he could run with receivers and tight ends and running backs, but he could also just absolutely light someone up and knock the ball free. Mm-hmm. So we know about him, the player. What about him as a leader? And I think a lot of us also know that he's a really, really awesome, nice person off the field. But as a leader, what did he mean emotionally to those teams? And did that potentially, his leadership, did that potentially rival his ability as a linebacker? What was he like as a leader of that team?
You said it well. I mean, I would definitely, it's Hall of Famish as well. And I remember early on, me and Pat kind of, I didn't know how to take. We didn't know each other that well, so it was easy to misunderstand certain acts of leadership or kindness or whatever you may call it. But nonetheless, it was still trying to put, you know, whoever he was talking to, me, in the right direction. And honestly, me and Pat have gotten a lot closer since he, you know, has put the cleats up, and we've been able to connect and share some commonality. So I'm happy and proud to be able to call him my friend and somebody that was my teammate. But he's done a good job.
Yeah, that's awesome. And have you had a chance to connect with him since he got the call to get the gold jacket, and even a chance to touch base with him a day before he's going into Canton to get his bust?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I spoke with him maybe a week ago. We stay in touch. I was going to try to make it to Canton, but I'm not going to be able to. But like I said, man, I'm super excited for him, and it's not a surprise. It just makes sense. So it's cool to see that, you know, things are working out well, and he's getting to be able to put that on.
Former Niner and teammate of Patrick Willis, Alden Smith, with us here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Alden, you're talking about how you wish you could have made it out to Canton for this tomorrow. I don't know if you saw, but I'm sure you're aware, your former head coach, Jim Harbaugh, is putting together a charter plane of a bunch of your guys' old teammates to go out there and support Patrick Willis. And you were talking earlier about, you know, you guys were in sync on the field. It also felt like that culture that you guys developed was so strong. So not surprising at all that former head coach, who's pretty busy right now this time of the year because he's coaching up his own team right now, willing to take out some time to go out and support Patrick Willis. That just speaks to the kind of impact that Patrick had on everybody in that building, right?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's definitely nice. Glad to see what that's going on.
Yeah, it's just impressive to see that the bonds still hold strong. And Alden, you and I had a chance to talk at the Dwight Clark Legacy Series a few months ago down there in San Jose, and I've just been struck by the man that you've become. Have you had a chance to, you know, continue to connect with alumni from the 49ers and fellow teammates and to try to reestablish some of those bonds that you had some 12 years ago?
I was in the Bay Area to support Keena Turner. He had a golf event, and I went there, and a couple of the players were there that I played with, and then guys from before I played. And then I spoke with a couple of guys last week, Justin and CJ, and just catching up with them and seeing where everybody's at and what they're doing. it's just funny because it doesn't seem like that long ago sometimes, and then sometimes it seems a little bit longer. But it's cool to be a part of a fraternity like that.
Yeah, and it's great to have you kind of back in the fold. And I guess it begs the follow-up question is, how is your golf game, Alden? Big, long arms, strong. You've got to be a pretty good golfer, right, Alden?
We all have our weaknesses. You know what? I don't give it enough time, and in Texas, golfing for me just doesn't sound like the thing to do with the heat, and I'm not that good at it. So I prefer to, you know, do something a little bit more, you know, relaxing.
With air conditioning involved. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Alden Smith with us here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Alden, we were talking about, you know, those Niners defenses led by Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, yourself, Justin Smith. You had some great players in the secondary as well. Patrick Willis is the first of that group to go to the Hall of Fame. You might be biased, but who else of that defense, that era, deserves to get that gold jacket in Canton?
uh, I want to say everybody on the D-line. but I think Navarro should get a tug. I'd say, you know, he had a really good career, in my opinion. He had some guys from the secondary that played well. I mean, like I said, one year we had nine guys make the Pro Bowl. And so it's hard for me to pick, you know, one person when you have defenses like that.
And this team has 9 of the top 100 as voted on by NFL.com going into the year. And Mark, my partner, and I were talking about expectations and pressure. And when you're on a team that's that good, do you as a player feel an extra amount of pressure knowing that you've got a roster that is completely nasty?
Oh, I don't think it's pressure. I think, if anything, it brings the best out of you because you have the peers that are bringing their A game, and iron sharpens iron.
Alden Smith, we'll get you out of here in just a second. Maybe your counterpart on this era of Niner football. I know you guys kind of have different body types, but it's Nick Bosa, an incredible pass rusher right out of college, has had a ton of success, has been a big reason why this Niner team has been as successful as they are, not dissimilar to your impact when you first became a 49er. What do you see when you watch Nick Bosa? How is he similar to you? How is he different? How good is he? What do you think about Nick Bosa?
I'm going to be totally honest. I don't watch that much ball. When I've seen him play, I know he plays very strong. He has a high motor. We both had that in common. He's a playmaker. I do know that much, so we got that in common. And he's, you know, he's been consistent from what I've heard and the bits I've seen. And so, I mean, that's, you know, I have those things in common. He's had a, you know, a lengthier career than mine, and I hope he continues to keep going out there and doing his thing because he's a very important part of that team. And, you know, it's good to see people go out there and make plays.
Yeah, still waiting for him to have a game where he has 5.5 sacks like you did, Alden. So maybe this year he can make that happen. Hey, Alden, before we let you go, I just want to say kind of what I said to you when I met you in person a few months ago, how happy I am and how proud of you that so many of us are, that you've been able to navigate the difficult times in your life and you've come back into the Niner fold and you've done it with such class and such self-confidence. I just want to say I'm really proud of you, Alden, and thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thank you, Alden. We appreciate the time. Wow.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.